From a Māori perspective, Māori kia tātou, whakatau mai rā. Thanks for your time. It's 8:22. Lipika Temu Temu is kindly with us for a kōrero about trust in news. The media is really under the pump at the moment, and as journalists, as broadcasters, we feel a sense of solidarity for those whose mahi is literally on the line. And I thank Lipika for joining us, because it's a fairly complex sector at the moment with what is going on. Te tuene, kia ora anō, hoki mai rā, Lipika.
Tēnā koe, o tērā
tēnā tātou katoa. Kia ora, Lipika. Difficult times, eh? And, you know, as broadcasters or journos, we pick up the papers and see colleagues being laid off left, right and centre. It's sort of unnerving and disappointing, isn't it, Lipika?
Yeah, I think it is really tumultuous times across our sector. You know, we've seen the announcements from News Hub, from TVNZ, and they aren't particularly great decisions or outcomes for a lot of our colleagues in the sector, and particularly Māori in the sector and in those spaces.
Tēnā koe. Well, we like to feel that we're doing a professional job. I'm sure I speak for both of us here. But I do note that there are interesting polls out. Here's the basis for our kōrero too. Trust in news in this country, a report in 2020, the trust in news has continued to decline. Back in 2020, 53% of New Zealanders said they trusted the news in general. This year, that figure's down to 33%. What do you think is going on, Lipika?
I think there are a couple of things at play. So with those numbers that we see around the distrust or the mistrust, I think COVID had a major impact on those numbers, and particularly amongst Māori. And that was evident in things like those, you know, the occupation of the Parliament grounds. A lot of people there were Māori, and the attitude or the, you know, the whakaaro towards the media was quite volatile at that time. So that's one aspect of this report. And I think secondly, if we look, you know, in to the international scene, there is a lot of distrust or mistrust happening across the world. It is a global, and I'm going to say, phenomenon. You see it in America, you see it around Trump. It is purposeful. Social media plays a huge part in it, and it's not something that just happens. There are organizations out there that purposely put out misinformation to curb you know, society's whakaaro around the media. So it's not a particularly great report for us as journalists and producers, as you would know, Dale. So, yeah, I think we've got a lot of work to do to gain back the trust of our communities.
Well, it does appear that a lot of people are so used to skimming and scrolling that they don't linger on sites for very long, never go in depth to issues too. If it doesn't appeal in the first few seconds of seeing an item up, then I'll just move on to the next one. And it does seem a threat to journalism as we know it. But, nothing stands still. Fair go, midday, lots going on in the media. But what does it mean for Māori journalism too? Do you think our people need to be nervous also? I know here at Wāte, you know, we have to be sort of agile. We're always thinking, well, how can we move here or there to accommodate these changing styles of information access? That is the reality for so many. So what are some of the challenges the Māori media face, and what do you think we have to do?
again, a couple of things that we need to concentrate. Number one is making sure and ensuring that our ununga or our whanaunga tanga to our listeners, our watchers, our audiences, that remains, to have a lot of integrity. We need to make sure that we're not only meeting our audiences online, but actually kanohi ki te kanohi. We know this though, right? We know that that's how our people interact. And we know that at the marae, yes, we might have a dispute. We might have a tau patipatu or a tau tohi tohi with someone. But at the end of the day, that comes back around and we end up getting along and we understand each other and respect each other's difference of opinion. So I think Māori media actually do really well in maintaining those relationships. I think we do. We have seen a real push to maintain and grow Māori regional hubs. So, for example, we have Tahu News in Te Wai Paunamu. We have Te Reo Piru out in Taranaki on the west coast. We have Aukaha, which is the Bay of Plenty, Waikato, and then we also have Te Kukupa, which is up north, one of the newly established news hubs. So we're trying to maintain and grow that regional voice to make sure that we're actually keeping in touch with our audiences and our whānau. So I think that's one part of it. Secondly, I think that when we're online and we're in that online space, as Māori, we actually do need to address some of the, I guess, the commentary or the comments that are happening in those spaces. For example, I've seen, as a producer, I've seen the type of comments change over the years. You know, 10 years ago, our audiences would leave quite positive comments. Now it can get quite argumentative, quite, lots of whakaiti comments, whether that's to the journalist, whether that's to the talent in the story. So I think we need to make sure that we're ensuring that our journalists and our talent and our stories are safe in those spaces. So we're not, letting people create these environments where distrust and mistrust grows.
Well, nowadays, with people sourcing information from all and sundry, you're not quite sure what to take on board. And, of course, the emergence of AI. I was reading a thing about Musk saying it's going to overtake human intelligence by the end of next year, which is concerning. And, the stuff you're reading, is that a real person? Is it a bot? Is it AI? Hard to tell nowadays. Hey, what about Kate Hawkesby's ruling? Have you given that any thought to this from the BSA, the Broadcasting Standards Authority? I remember the time too, because it was to do with waiting lists and surgery, and that ethnicity was being utilised as a factor in choosing the priority listing. And it was a factor, and it wasn't the priority factor, but the BSA says that Kate, and this happened 5 or 6 years ago, was misleading and discriminatory. And then I think she was fined $1. How old for Karo Ripinga?
Kaorea I te ohorere kua pitanga kōrero pēnei I a Kate Hawkesby. I'm confident that the BSA has made the right decision here. I think it's quite a bold decision that they've made. And if we look at some of the comments that they made in it, and I'm just going to read a short excerpt from the decision. Hawkesby's comments played into the stereotype that Māori and Pacific peoples disproportionately take up resources and are given undeserved special treatment in Aotearoa New Zealand society at the expense of other ethnicities. While not said explicitly, in our view, the exaggerated and misleading nature of Hawkesby's comments had the effect of evoking this type of prejudicial bias. That's a really, really strong comment. And, you know, as a journalist, you don't want to have these types of comments made about you from the BSA. So I'm not really sure how Kate Hillsby's feeling about this. So, yeah, it's a bold move, I guess, from the BSA. That's one point. Just secondly, if you look at, you know, News Talk ZB's listenership for 2023 sale, you know, some people might say, oh, she just said it, you know, don't worry about those types of comments. I just want to say, so, you know, News Talk ZB is owned by NZME, which also owns The Herald. In 2023, they had 3.5 million, you know, their audience hits were 3.5 million across all of their platforms. I think the latest stats also showed 8 out of 10 New Zealanders listen to radio, and News Talk ZB is one of the highest rating radio stations, if not the highest, in our country. So the influence that these radio presenters have is huge, and we really need to acknowledge it. So, yeah, I mean, again, a bold statement from the BSA.
Tēnā koe, and we're right to remind ourselves about negative stereotyping because it has discouraged Māori growth for decades, in fact, generations. So it is something that we have to be very mindful of. While the fine wasn't great, it's just a reminder that there are powerful forces at play insofar as the impression people have about us as a people. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us today, Lipika. Māori ora kia koe te tuhine. Kia ora te watu koe. Kia ora, thanks.
Thank you.
It's nice talking with you again. Thanks, sis.